Mental health is an interesting question, Mark, that you raised earlier, and that's it depends on what kind of mediation you're doing. So I do a mediation where somebody hires me or I volunteer to come in to a situation where I may or may not know those people and I work with them. The large majority of mediations done all over the planet are done by elders, ministers, counselors, managers, bosses, people who are within the system and have authority, and people turn to them to resolve disputes. And those people are not as third-party neutral as I might be. When I'm mediating and I have people who I've never seen before, or I've only interviewed them once or twice before they come to the table, I'm not in a position to judge their mental health, generally speaking. I can guarantee you that at least one party will tell me that the other party is psychotic, schizophrenic, depressed, you name it. There are plenty of lay diagnoses going around. The key question always is, if this person makes a decision, are they capable of making a decision, and are they capable of sticking to what they promise to do? That may or may not involve mental health issues. There are people who are just stubborn, and they may promise something and they do the opposite just because. There may be people who are alcoholic who genuinely want to keep a promise but are simply not able to. Hopefully during the mediation, those kinds of issues are raised enough that decisions can be made. And I will then sometimes talk to parties privately and say, realistically, what can you expect here? And is that all right with you? What are your other options if we don't come to an agreement here today? So again, it's back to that, what's real? Because there's no point in making a nice-looking decision that's not based on reality. The other thing is that in complicated cases or cases that are already involved in litigation, there are often issues about whether enough information is out on the table or not, and whether people are still being secretive. You also don't want to mediate in a situation where people are not willing or able to know the full information about the situation. And so there are times when people or organizations or companies will go through a litigation and discovery process first, so the data is really out on the table, and then they'll mediate. Or when you're mediating and you realize that one party is really doesn't know what they're doing, needs more legal or other kinds of advice, or needs more information before they can make a good decision, and we'll postpone mediation in those cases as well.